Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable, local professional women supporting each other. That's the mission of Women at Work, a bi-monthly magazine devoted to helping women managers and executives navigate the world of work. The Times Union publication also presents networking events, and their next Connect event is this Sunday, July 26th. Conquering the Dream champion polo player Sunny Hale shares her story at Greenfield Center from 3 to 5 p.m. We are joined now by Jennifer Gish, senior editor of Women at Work magazines, and Tracy Ormsby, executive editor of the Times Union magazines. Thank you so much for being with us. What a great pleasure.
Thank you for having us. We're excited.
Very nice to have you here. So, Tracy, let's begin with you of how the Times Union got into the magazine business in the first place.
Women at Work in particular, we started 3 years ago kind of looking at what we saw as a gap in the community. There wasn't anything like this for women, and women we saw were not reading some of the other business publications that were out there, so we decided to create something just for them.
And that something just for them has become over the 3 years what, do you think?
It's morphed into a community, really. We've got the magazine, but we're coming up on the year anniversary of our Women at Work Connect network, and that is really more of a women coming together and supporting one another, and the magazine is part of that. It's got information, it features the women from the community, and just really helps people come together and connect. That really is what we all need in business, our connections.
Jennifer Gish is the senior editor of Women at Work. So for each issue, what is the goal? What are you looking for?
We want our readers to see themselves reflected in the pages. So we want women to know who else is out there to connect with through our events, to get inspired by what women have done in their work lives, to provide support and information in terms of how to deal with various issues in the workplace, and how to just better themselves and feel that they do really have voice in the community. That's one of the things about Women at Work. There are other women's groups in the community and networking groups, and we don't see ourselves in competition with them. We see ourselves as a place where they can have voice. So we work with those folks and reflect them in our pages and on our website and in our networking events.
From the very beginning, was that Connect aspect that beside the magazine, there was going to be something else? That was always a part of the mission?
I think that was part of the evolving mission.
Mm-hmm. We didn't start it right away, but it was always a dream and an idea for the future.
So what has it been like over the past year of having that vision met?
Amazing growth.
Yeah.
You know, just since last year, we're up to more than 500 members in the Women at Work network, which is the fastest growing women's network in the capital region.
Yes.
For networking.
And as Jen mentioned, we're not in competition. You know, there are many women's organizations out there. We're not in competition with them. In fact, many of the people who come to our events and are part of our group, you'll see at, you know, other women's organization meetings.
Right. All networking is good, right? You don't have to.
Yes, that's right.
It's the more the merrier. Mm-hmm. So when it comes, although, do you think you have a specific niche, a specific place in the networking world?
I think the voice of the Times Union. We really can get the information, take what's coming out of our events, and get it out there for more people to see.
And many of our story ideas are inspired by our members. We have two boards that are part of the Women at Work network. One is a smaller sort of executive committee, and then another one is a larger board, but they all have a say in what goes into the magazine. They suggest story ideas. They suggest people to feature because they hear about them through their own work. They suggest topics that we tackle. We're doing something in the upcoming issue, the September-October issue, which will be devoted to millennials. And one of the topics in there is saying I'm sorry and how women particularly tend to over-apologize and how to get past that point and really think through why you're apologizing before you do, because it can often be seen as a sign of lack of confidence or weakness, really.
The the magazine of putting it out, so it's every other month, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And when you, how much of it do you think of it as a, is it issue-based, meaning issues that are happening? Is it things that are going on in our community at that particular time so that it deals with, you know, more of a calendar-type setting, or all of the above?
It's mostly issues in the workplace that women face and want to discuss,
mm-hmm.
and it's also features on what women are doing in the workplace, in our community.
And when it comes to that, what are you looking for? What story would interest you, excite you?
We're very much interested in giving voice to those who may not be seen a lot right now. So our September-October issue that we're working on putting out right now features millennials, like I said. And these are younger women who may not have yet gained a lot of traction in the community or a lot of presence. They're not known about yet. So our cover woman is Sarah Mae Hickey, who started Puzzles Bakery and Cafe in Schenectady. It's a Panera-type cafe with fantastic food that employs a mixed workforce, but primarily adults who are on the spectrum or have developmental disabilities, which is a fantastic combination of a social mission and a business plan. And that's very commonly seen in millennials. They want their work to make a difference. So we'll be featuring many women like her in the magazine and really showing what that millennial generation is about.
And so the July-August issue, talk to me a little bit about that.
The July-August issue has Sabine Rogers on the cover.
Polo.
That's right, polo. She is a polo player and a business owner in Saratoga, and she is. And we also feature Sunny Hale, who is a nationally known women's polo player, and they are both going to be playing in a tournament on Sunday, and we're going to have an event. Sunny's going to talk to us about her book coming out, and then we're going to all watch the match.
Conquering the Dream. Sunny Hale shares her story at Greenfield Center from 3 to 5. This taking place on Sunday, July 26th at the Saratoga Polo Fields.
Mm-hmm. And we have a few other upcoming events. We have an event September 24th, which is going to be at Stuyvesant Plaza, Success, You Wear It Well. That's going to look at what you need in your business wardrobe. And we have, this is really cool, a mentoring event at Siena, October 6th, where your admission to the event will pay for a student membership to Women at Work.
Oh, that's great. When... what does a membership get you?
For $25, you get the 6 issues a year of the magazine, so it's $25 a year, as well as a member rate to any of our events. So we're going to have a range of events, from networking to really kind of informative panel sessions and those sorts of things, as well as exclusive social media access to the women. We have a special Facebook group that women can join, and there they really discuss things. Hey, I'm redoing my website. I'm going to post what it looks like. Can you give me some feedback? There's a lot of that going on right now on our Women at Work Facebook page, and that's been really exciting to see that sort of sharing.
That seems pretty invaluable that you have that feedback and that network.
Absolutely.
Set up.
Yeah.
We've
actually seen it work several times. We've seen a young woman with her own nonprofit have people recognize what she does and actually give her some financing.
And that happened over sipping wine at one of our networking events.
We have wine at our networking events.
As all good networking events should have. Let me ask you about the long haul here of what you see for each of you of the long road vision of Women at Work.
We feel like it's a movement. We feel like it really is a powerful movement to give women voice in the community. There's still a pay gap. There's still a glass ceiling. There are still issues of fairness in the workplace. And we feel that by joining together, it makes us all more powerful and really helps to facilitate change and be heard in the community about what's important to us.
And people can become members just by visiting tuwomenatwork.com and click the button and sign up. It's really quite a deal.
When you, and then I'm curious as to, in this
in the time that you've been here, in the time that you've been doing this work, is there something that we are better at or worse at in this community than perhaps other communities? Are there advantages that we have or disadvantages that we have, or do we fit into all of the, when we look at the plethora of problems with women and working in, as you just mentioned, pay gap and glass ceiling and so forth, do we fit into those numbers quite comfortably?
I think so. I think we're pretty reflective of that.
I think women do slightly better in New York State salary wise, but it's still an issue.
Well, it's all fascinating work. The Capital Region Women at Work is a Times Union publication. Their next event, Conquering the Dream, champion polo player Sunny Hale shares her story, will be at Greenfield Center at the Saratoga Polo Field from 3 to 5 on Sunday. To learn more, visit timesunion.com/womenatwork. Women at Work, and at is spelled out, Women at Work. Jennifer Gish and Tracy Ormsby, thank you so much for being with us. Best of luck in the great work you're doing. And I thank you very much for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you
for having us.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Again, you can find out more information about Women at Work as well as their upcoming event, timesunion.com/womenatwork. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.